Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than bad candy.
Oh, bad candy. Yes, that's awful.
I'll describe later on. The number to call in is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804, only while we're live, which is now, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening to one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, and click chat and go. And then you're in. I'm your host, Davin Rosemont. I am joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Joe will be here shortly. He is efforting.
Yes.
Be here. Joe will be here soon.
He is a road warrior battling it out.
Okay, I don't think he's going to hack somebody to death with a machete or an axe.
No. I'm sure that he has a button and then some kind of horrible razors come out of the side and he just shears off the sides of cars.
Maybe he just, like, throws one of his comedy CDs into their car and that makes them want to drive into a pole.
That would do it. No.
Look at you backpedaling. He's not even here, you coward.
I know.
Of course it would do it. All right, good show tonight. On tonight's show, in honor of all the states going to the polls to vote in the election, or as our Asian friends might say, erection. We will play Who Has the Biggest Flagpole, the States Edition.
Ooh,
that'll be fun.
I can't wait.
Should we give away a prize on that one or not?
I think we should.
If somebody plays along and gets it right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a long game, though.
It is.
So I don't know if this is the game for it.
Yeah, I am going to backpedal on that because it is. It's tough for everybody to... And also, you know, even the chatters, they run off to do something and they've missed a part and it's like...
I don't know if this is the game for it. So we'll just keep score between you and Joe.
Yeah, okay.
And they can play along too.
Yeah.
We just won't give anything this time. But we'll do stuff where we give away stuff.
We're giving the whole show.
We'll have to give away a Davin's Den Best Of CD soon.
Yes, we do.
They've been doing very well at the my comedy performances, moving a lot of them. So we should give some to our fans.
Well, especially to the faithful, because they'll enjoy them.
Well, or they won't. All right, so we're going to play Who Is Biggest Flagpole. The lawsuit against Match.com is finished, and we'll discuss this hopefully for the last time.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of legal stuff. We'll get into that a little bit.
Yeah.
And we'll check in and see how Fake Me and Belinda are doing, because last week there was an epic game of shovel smashing.
two Brahma Bulls bullshitters.
Yeah. Two Brahma bullshitters going at it. So we'll see how that's going to work out. We'll check in with that. Won't do Ann Jackson this week. I know. That's sad. But we got a lot of other stuff to talk about. Because even if we get through, we won't even get through Evolves quickly, but there's something else that happened to my computer that I want to share with everybody to warn people. But I don't think we're going to get to that tonight.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
We'll be the only ones that didn't get through Evolves quickly.
Very good.
Thank you.
Funny. Yeah, I didn't expect that one to come, but there was, Pip.
Every once in a while. I like to wink them at you because your eyes get really huge, like, oh my god, a joke!
Did my eyes really reveal what my inner self was saying?
Yes, yes.
See, I guess I can still be surprised. So, finished with my last softball game of the season.
Oh, wow. Okay. I wasn't aware of what softball season. Is it a little bit longer than baseball season?
No. This was the fall league.
Oh, okay.
This was as we discussed earlier in the year, I got kicked out of the league, which I helped found 20 years ago.
Bitches.
After 20 years, I was out because they decided to just have people from two towns, Bergenfield and Teaneck, New Jersey, and I had been grandfathered in years ago because I've been up here in Orange County, New York for quite some time. But and then I was in Hackensack for a while before this, and they did away with that. So I had to find some new places to play this year.
Great.
So I joined a new team up in Rockland County, went to the semifinals there. I joined Walt of Jester's Comedy Club. I joined his team, went to the playoffs there. Unfortunately, during all this, I injured my leg at one point.
Yeah.
I injured my my right quad to where it popped. 2 years ago, I injured my left knee. No, my right knee when it popped, and everything. So when you hear pop, it's always very scary.
I know. I'm getting like weak in the knees and getting that feeling when you're saying pop,
because it's not like a knuckle or an ankle or a joint where you expect it to.
No, it's some ugly part that this is now. Next comes the pain.
Well, actually, it's the pop and then the collapse.
Yes,
you stop immediately. It's like you've been shot.
I sprained my ankle very badly once, walking off a curb into the the street, and
quite
there was
an athletic endeavor.
I know. I was really da 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 da. I'm going to step off the curb now onto some wet leaves. I'm going to slip and sprain my ankle badly. Boy, that hurt! Boy, that hurt!
Okay.
Wow. It really did. And that sickening sound where something is broken or snapped or something, mm-hmm. that, and you're like, yeah, this is going to suck.
Yeah,
so
certainly
I feel for you. And I kept spraining that ankle.
Not on one of the stations. All right, keep going. Okay. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. So I feel for you. It is, then it becomes literally your Achilles heel. It becomes the place that you're weak and that you're prone to keep spraining or hurting that spot over and over again.
Well, yeah, it just keeps on getting re-injured if you're an idiot like I am and don't take the time to heal.
Right, right. Well, and also the other thing is that if you're not taking the time to heal, but also everybody has the tendency when something hurts to baby it, and then you favor the other side, and then the other side gets overburdened, and you're going to hurt something on that side too.
Yeah, well, yeah. Once you hurt something, it's just a matter of time till everything falls apart.
Oh yeah, yeah. I famously snapped my ankle that time. I didn't break it. I just sprained it really mm-hmm. badly, and I was walking around on crutches, and I was going to college then, and so I had to drive to school and then take a little van from the parking area onto the campus.
Oh, you took the handicap.
Yeah, no, well, you know, that the parking area was so far away, everybody took the little van.
Yeah, Montclair State.
Up to campus, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
the lazy people did.
Oh, you know.
The gimps did.
I was the gimp.
You certainly were.
And people were not nice when I was on crutches.
Well, they're not nice now. Why
no,
would they be
not.
Nice then?
No, they're not. Oh, Tom says, I pulled a muscle in my back last week doing nothing but sitting down driving. God, I felt old when that happened. Don't you?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I mean, Tom drives hours. He's a trucker mm-hmm. and everything. And, you know, I'm a comic, and I've driven hours, too. Driving hours on end. Now, mm-hmm. the truckers can't drive as many hours as we have to because they're regulated.
Right.
But they still drive, I would say, at least 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, maybe more. I'm not sure. They used to do more
right.
at a time. I mean, I've
well, that's why everybody was on speed.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
they've stopped that.
I mean, I've done 25 hours at a straight shot.
Straight driving?
Yeah. But here's the thing.
Oh, God.
You can do that when you're younger. I mean, you're still sore and stiff and everything, but as you get older, it takes such a toll on you.
You can't do the same stuff you used to do when you were younger. And you know, and people who were older, they would say that to me, and I'm like, oh, come on. Nope. Nope.
No.
Oh, you know what Tom says? Up to 11 hours a day legally.
Okay.
Huh.
All right, Tom.
He sits corrected.
I certainly do. So I injured my leg.
Yes.
And I only missed one game due to injury.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was to the point where I couldn't run. I would hit and I would get pinch run for.
Right.
Which I've never had pinch runners for. And I was like playing the field and I was kind of limping along and everything.
Yeah.
Lying to one of my captains. Oh, no, I'm fine. And everything. It's like, we need you 100% to apply. I'm like, no, I'm fine. I was like, ugh. And then I injured somehow both my shoulders.
Oh.
Where like I couldn't throw. Like you know how you warm up before the game?
Yes.
I'd be like, no, I'm good. I got to save my throws for the game.
Isn't that sad?
I was actually losing sleep because that's how painful my shoulders were.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm not used to that, but I thought I had a torn rotator cuff or something.
Did you ever find out what it was? Did you go to the
doctor? No, because I'm an asshole.
You never go to the doctor for these things.
I don't. I should have. But here's the thing. One day I took a leave and everything felt better.
It's amazing how those painkillers actually...
But I mean, like, even after the medicine wears off...
It was done?
A lot. I mean, I'd still feel a little bit, but a lot better.
Sometimes what you're actually doing is your muscles are spasming, and it needs something to break the cycle of that spasm.
Oh, that might be.
Yeah.
I figured it took care of the inflammation, but what you say makes sense, too.
Both.
I love me some Aleve. And here's the thing. I don't take a lot of drugs
me
or
neither.
Anything. Like, I don't even drink coffee very often.
Oh,
so that's why
God.
It has that effect. On, like,
yes.
Coffee keeps me up. You know, if I have a headache and I take medicine, it helps me.
Yeah.
Because I don't take a lot of it. So, Aleve does not sponsor this show, but if it would like to.
we would be very obliged. As a matter of fact, I keep a bottle at work because every once in a blue moon, I'll just get into work and, my back will hurt or something like that. And my chair's not very good. I actually need a really good chair during my day job.
Right.
Because it sucks. And Aleve does it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Yeah, Aleve's good and it works for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I'd snort that. That's good stuff. Snort me some Aleve. So in the league with Walt, we got eliminated in the playoffs. I wasn't there because they didn't tell me there was a game. I was playing in my fall league, which I joined. So I played in three leagues this year. Joined the fall league. The fall league was the first time I played with my cousin in like a decade.
Really?
So that was cool. We lost in the playoffs in the semifinals again. So I lost twice in the semifinals. We lost 2-1 in 9 innings.
Oh.
It was really a heartbreaker. My cousin was really pissed off.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Like, because of errors or?
You know, we just felt like we should have hit this guy.
Okay.
And we didn't. And, you know, we had a couple of mental mistakes and that really did us in and everything, but. It was kind of upsetting. He was really pissed. I'm like, well, they played better than us. They deserve to win. But he's never won a title, a championship in all his years.
Oh, okay.
So he really wants it, and I really wanted to help him get this. I've won one.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand that it's a great thing to win, and especially get a title. But I was, like, wondering why he was angry, like, unless something was, you know, if the other team is, like, doing some, you know, dirty stuff.
No, it wasn't. We legitimately lost. We just, they played a little bit better. We played well. They played better.
Okay.
But he's never won a title. And I've only won one, so I want to win another one.
Yeah.
Obviously. But,
of course.
But once you get that one, it's like, okay, good. I got one.
Yeah.
I don't completely suck. And that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, as he said to me, he's like, I'm tired of playing and going home with nothing.
Right.
I want the stupid plastic title. Belt. I want the belt.
The big belt.
So my old team. I hear is disbanding. I hear that they were terrible this past season, and they're disbanding.
See what they did?
It might be karma.
Yeah, no, I think that it was like, I think Babe Ruth did it to them.
I'm Babe Ruth.
Yeah, you're.
I am Babe Ruth.
You are.
Well, no, I mean, you know, but I feel bad because I like those guys and everything, but, you know, the last year I was there, we went on a run. Because we had started a bad start. We went on a run, got to 500, made the playoffs. We lost in the first round, but we lost to the eventual champs 3-0.
Mm.
And we played a good game. And, like, this year they got, like, 3 wins.
Wow.
So, and I wasn't the only guy who left. A couple of other guys left, too. But it just, like, really fell apart.
It just took the wind out of their sails, eh?
I don't know. So I'm recruiting a couple of their players to join me.
Good, good. Well, you know what? I think it is bad karma.
Yeah, well, see what happened when you spurn me? All you listening, never spurn me.
Trust me, you end up eating dog food or something. Don't do it.
No, you haven't forgotten that, have
you?
No,
no. Look, you don't have to smack me on the nose with the wet newspaper that many times. I get it.
I don't have to, but I rather enjoy it.
I know.
All right, so we had your favorite holiday.
Yes, but wait. Well, wait. No, that's not. Wait. Anyway. Sorry. Brain fart. Yes, my favorite holiday.
I mean, we can merge. I don't know what you want to talk about, but I'm assuming you have something to talk about with that.
Yeah, no, you know what? I changed direction. Never mind.
Okay, good. That's what prepped us. Anyway, so here's the thing. Went trick-or-treating with the kid. Went to...
Were you dressed up?
No.
Oh, just her?
She was dressed as an angel.
Yes.
The wife went as a pink lady.
Cute.
I threw in a devil's jersey. That was the extent of me.
Actually, that's pretty good.
For me.
Yeah, no, that was big time.
Yeah, I threw in the devil's jersey. We always go with the same group of people. The two little girls are my daughter's best friends, and we go in different places. Like here, where I live, the houses are very close to each other.
Yes.
So you can really get a lot of trick-or-treating done.
This is the kind of place where people drop off a busload of kids because they can hit a lot of territory.
This is prime trick-or-treating location.
Yes, yes it is.
So to leave this area is just foolish.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, not my decision.
Okay.
Not my decision. Joe, feel to take some time, pet the cat, say hello to everybody. Joe walks in late, he's like, well, let me pet the cat, I'd be rude. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Did you see the stink eye that she gave him because he only pet her once?
You didn't ask whose tail it was. Are you cheating on me with other cats? So we leave this location. And my wife's friend, who has the daughter, has, you know, oh, we got a good place and blah, 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 blah. Go in her complex.
Okay.
We don't go in that complex. We drive out of the complex, I guess because there's a lot of stairs involved. I don't know, but the houses are right on top of each other. Again, prime location.
Right.
And instead, we go just off the complex to very hilly area where the houses are further apart.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
No.
You need to plan your Halloween trick-or-treating route. It's like when you invade Iraq. You don't do it willy-nilly. You have a game plan. You hit them hard.
Yes. You go where the densest, most densely populated, no hills. That's what you do.
And here's another thing. You know, people say, well, you go where they have money. No, 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 no.
No, 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 no,
because
no,
a lot of time people have money because they don't spend money. No. Your poor people buy candy like there's no tomorrow. That's their dinner. And they want to share dinner with you. Candy coins for everybody.
And right. The people with money, you know where they are? They're on vacation or they're at work.
Or their lights are off.
They're not home.
They're not waiting for you stupid kids.
And there's a McMansion here, then way over there there's another one. Right. No.
So what are you getting? An extra large Milky Way?
No.
Screw that.
No.
Give me five smalls, Joe.
Right. And especially with the rich people, they got a big acre, you got to go up a long driveway.
Right.
And these are little legs we're dealing with.
Yeah. That takes time. We're in a smaller, poorer neighborhood. Everything's concentrated and you get more candy per capita.
That's what we're saying. You got to use your time wisely.
Right. You got to go middle class to poor neighborhoods that are close together.
Yes.
Listen, my
prime location.
My street is a hill and it's kind of a climb, but a lot of the houses give away candy. So it's a good location. It's right down the street from a school. Mm-hmm. So we get hit like nobody's business.
Really?
Yeah. It was a really happy surprise for me because the last place I lived, it was a busy street, and apparently really, like, kooky, nasty people lived there before us. Mm. And they were like, yo, kids, get out of my yard kind of people. And got no trick-or-treaters whatsoever. This place, do you know how many? I have to brag. We give out good candy.
Mm.
We get the, like, chocolate combo
bag.
And so I put together little bags. So there's two little chocolate things, one bag of Skittles, and a toy in a bag. We get hit like crazy.
A toy. It's a vibrator. Something for mommy.
Mom!
Mommy, why is the candy buzzing?
Don't put that in your mouth. You'll chip a tooth.
Mommy found out the hard way.
Let me have the rest of these toys. Mommy needs something when she's done with the candy. Give me those Skittles and chocolates.
Yeah, usually Joanne will take the afternoon off and she'll have the house all ready to go and she'll hand out the candy. She might even dress up. And hand out candy. I got home. That house was dark. She was nowhere to be found.
Really?
Wow.
That's a change.
No, that's probably a sign of things to come.
Oh, boy. Yep.
You think?
Yep.
Scary. She didn't want to see Spot on Halloween. So I'm very upset with this. Because not only this, there's hills.
Right.
I got hills here, but the houses are condensed and everything.
Right.
So we're hilly, and the houses are apart. The kids, if they would have gone here, they would have gotten like a pillowcase full of candy.
Yeah.
Could have knocked it out.
Who are you, Patton?
Listen, mister. Don't you start with me. I never got to go trick-or-treating as a young boy.
You didn't?
What?
Oh, that's right.
Orthodox
that's
Jews.
Right.
So I am going to live vicariously through my daughter. And my daughter was focused. She brought her A game.
Thing. I didn't know that.
Yes,
I
exactly.
didn't know that either. That's really brutal.
Really?
Yes.
I feel
Orthodox
bad.
Orthodox Jews and Jehovah's Witnesses.
Wow.
They don't get to trick-or-treat,
there's a lot of candy to be made up for.
Yes.
There's a lifetime of candy. She needs to get enough candy also to last for the whole family for the whole year. Because remember, every other day in the year... Don't look at me like that.
Because you're crazy.
I am not. Hear me out.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you, sir. Hear me out. Every other day of the year,
yes,
the mother and myself provide all the food for the child.
Yes.
All the desserts. Yes. All the sustenance. All the healthy food. All the junky food. We provide one day a year. We ask her to go out and earn. There's nothing wrong with that, Joe.
As a character.
If that's what it takes, it's better than as a prostitute.
Well, think about how that works. That's probably when a lot of families and why they had the costumes is so the other families didn't know who the kids were. They think you were poor. So I was like, we're going to send you out to look for food, but wear this so nobody knows it's us. All right? Go out there.
Yeah, it's foraging.
Yeah.
It's the one day a year she gets to earn her keep. Yeah. So that
you guys go to work and hunt. She has to gather.
But she was ready. She's at the age now where she can achieve.
But what's really bizarre is that you didn't get to do this as a child, but yet you already know the strategy. It's
because I'm not stupid.
I know, but it seemed like you were a seasoned trick-or-treater to me.
Because I've gone with her the past couple of years.
And probably because he had in his mind, if I ever went trick-or-treating, I would do it this way.
No!
And then he had a kid, and now he gets to fulfill his dream.
never thought about it. It's my wife. I didn't. It's my wife's holiday.
Really?
Because I never thought about having a strategy. But once you start going around with the kid, you're like, well, if we're going to do this, we're going to make it work.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. You know, if I'm going to be out there in the rain and the cold, we're going to get some candy.
So you never threw eggs or played ring and run or nothing like that, huh?
Well, not on the same day you did.
And what do you call that day when you do that, Joe?
He calls it that divorce settlement.
He calls it Wednesday.
That's called when I get my serve the papers. Is ring and run. Dear Mr. Curry, all right. Now.
No, what do you call that day?
What, the mischief day or mischief night?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know.
We call it cabbage night, mischief night.
Yeah, see,
my mom used to buy me
you.
Shaving cream. She used to buy me all the accoutrement.
Yeah, you know?
Look at your mom, aiding and abetting.
Oh, yeah. Nettie, yeah, she really did.
My dad used to buy a shaving
cream,
too.
Listen to this crap, what they're doing now. They're booing people. You've been booed or something. So instead of...
I've had that happen a lot of times.
Funny.
I'm not new to this.
Where's this happening? I know it happens at the club a lot.
instead of egging or toilet papering somebody, you put a little bag of candy on somebody's door, and you go, like, you've been booed, and then they're supposed to... pass it on.
That
the
stinks.
Same bag of candy?
No, like a different bag. You give a bag of candy to somebody else. It's like a chain letter.
It's like bullshit. That's not fun.
I agree with you. I said the same thing. This is a bunch of horseshit.
You leave something on somebody's porch and shit on fire. Yeah. whoever invented the bag of shit on fire should come up and get the Nobel Peace Prize.
That is a peaceful thing.
Genius! You got to put it out, and you stamp on it, and it's shit. It's genius.
Joe, I think we all know
Nobel
how it works.
I know, but Nobel Peace Prize. Simple, yet effective.
And the thing is, everybody knows how it works, and yet the instinct is always put out that fire and stomp on it.
Fire, shit, lay.
Fire always brings out the, and everybody, and they just don't think.
Oh,
you know that. You know what's going to be in that bag. You know what's going to happen. And you still stomp.
Not me.
Brilliant.
I've never stomped.
Brilliant.
I've never stomped. Anyway, all right. So now there's this little kid who knows one of my daughter's best friends. So apparently he gloms on to us and everything, which is fine.
Yeah.
He's coughing all over the place.
Oh, no. Dude.
He's coughing on the kids. His stupid father's coughing on the kids. And there's the thing. He's trying to get the girls. Oh, we should come back to my place. Come back to my place. Settle down. You're 7 or 8. That's why I moved.
The father was with you?
The father, I don't know who the father was. The father and the mother were there. He's coughing all over the place. Little kid's coughing all over the place.
You said that kind of fast. I was thinking that the father wanted to bring the little girls back to his place. And I was like, whoa, hold the phone.
No, he's not in the church.
Okay. You want to see my etchings?
No, I don't.
You want to see my pumpkin carvings?
But here's the most disturbing thing. You mentioned Skittles earlier on the show.
Yes, I did.
I'm pretty much familiar with two flavors of Skittles. The regular, which is by far the best.
Best.
The original. And they have the tropical.
Yeah, not as much of a fan.
They actually have more flavors.
They do?
Including Dark Side.
Dark Side?
They have Dark Side Skittles?
Dark Side Skittles. It's like blood orange, allegedly, and pomegranate. Now, I did not know this.
Well, that sounds good.
It does sound good.
Yeah.
I had some Dark Side Skittles when we went back to pizza at my daughter's friend's house.
You're right.
Had some pizza. I'm eating the Dark Side Skittles. Pip, you can probably relate to this more than Joe, but Joe might because there was a time. Have you ever tasted cat piss? like literally cat urine. Has like a cat ever like pee on a sweatshirt or a sweater and you try to suck it out? Have you ever done that?
I know a cat piss smells as somebody who once had 18 cats running around the house.
Oh my god.
My mom was alive.
Wow.
She was a cat lady. I very much know what cat piss smells like.
You know what it smells like so much, you figure you can probably have a good idea what it tastes like when it's that intense.
What this tasted like. This tastes like cat piss.
Oh.
And I knew cat piss. So I ate the stupid cat piss Skittles. Don't get Dark Side Skittles. Yeah. And I'm sitting next to a guy, a friend, and
I have to interrupt. You ate the... I mean, you took the first bite and go, all right, let me just swallow this. You didn't go back for more, did you?
I'm not a bright man.
Stupid. It's like, wait a minute. Maybe... It's like those Bertie Bob's beans.
Yeah, Bertie Bob's.
And they have cat piss flavor.
Back in for more. What's the matter with you?
Is that really what cat piss tastes like? Let me try again.
Yeah.
It's Halloween and I'm an ogre. Leave me alone.
Cat piss? Let me try again. I'm not thoroughly convinced. Let me have some more.
My wife finished off the bag.
She didn't find them cat pissy?
She didn't like them.
Oh.
I was the one who
finished them? You guys are troopers, let me tell you.
I know. So
here's no candy shall go unturned. Here's how we know I'm not alone on this.
Okay.
So the guy sitting next to me, I guess he smelled my breath. He goes, your breath smells like cat piss.
No.
Yes.
No.
Dark Side Skittles. Give them to your enemy.
Oh, wow.
Meanwhile,
really
everybody's wolfing them down, though. You know, it's like, really?
Maybe not. I mean, it could be a test marketing thing.
No, know? They've been out since 2013, apparently.
Seriously? I guess somebody's buying them and eating them. People who live alone in their basements. I don't know, but that's nasty.
So the next day, we go to temple.
Okay.
And, you know, when I went to temple, this was an Orthodox temple. The temple I did not went to was a Reformed temple. But
okay.
Growing up, I went to an Orthodox temple, but this event was at a Reformed temple. I, on Saturday night, which is when things start winding down, would don the baseball cap, maybe the black sneakers. I had hair to the middle of my back.
Right.
That's what I would wear. We go to services on Saturday at this Reformed temple for an occasion. And there is a kid, not even a white kid. It was so cool. They had black Jews. It was awesome. And an Asian Jew, too. I was like, wow, this is what we could be. But this black Jewish kid, I think he was black. He was tan. Certainly something not white.
His cafe.
He had the hair.
Maybe
I don't know.
He was mulatto.
He could have been. He
could have been a mulatto.
But that's fine. That's not the point of the story. That's fine. He is wearing shorts.
What?
Shorts, a tank top shirt with a skull on it. No. Are you kidding me?
No. No.
What's wrong with people?
I don't know.
You should have had your uncle.
That guy. What was his name? Nat or something?
Nat.
The guy
who Boy, he would have.
Not my uncle, but yeah.
Oh, he
would have flipped his yarmulke
up.
If he saw that. Holy smokes.
I should say, not so bad.
Yeah. I would say, really? Really? Look at this.
I was thinking, is this another, like, sartorial comment? A story?
No, I bit my tongue. I didn't say a word.
No, it's not you. It's that guy who likes to comment on that stuff.
So we're leaving the event at the temple.
Okay.
I look at the sign. Upcoming event at this Jewish temple. Penny Social. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You can't do that.
What a way to kill a stereotype, huh?
I'm sorry, but that is amazing.
It's like going to a black church and you see, make sure you lock your doors.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't do that.
Fried chicken social. Yeah, it's like, really?
Everything sold at retail.
How do you do that? You know people. You know the non-Jews are going to go, see?
See?
Yeah. It's true.
See?
Penny Social. Now, what the hell is a Penny Social?
I don't know, but it doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound lucrative.
It doesn't sound expensive.
No, but how do you put that on a big billboard?
With nails.
That's just ridiculous.
With nails. Yes.
There was somebody...
So stupid.
There was something that's sort of along that line, like bringing religion into Halloween. This guy says to me today, now, there's this area in town where the locals put up scarecrows, and then the people come out and they decorate them. It's very cute.
Okay.
It's for Halloween, so,
sure.
So you know, they're all...
I didn't think it was for Christmas.
No. A guy says to me today, who's responsible for those things? And I'm like, whoa, they've been doing that for years. Like, where you been? And I know this guy's lived in town for years. And he said... I think that's sacrilegious.
Get back in your car and drive into a fucking tree,
Thank
asshole.
You. Thank you.
You kind of said when you were here that if somebody heard one of your comedy CDs, that same thing would happen. I swear to God, we did.
We did. Really?
Were you listening to the show on the way in, Joe?
What? What do you mean? Like, that's what I would tell people?
Well, no, she called you like a road warrior. I go, what do you think? He's got like a hatchet and something, like machete?
He's got like razors on the side of the car
Then I said, he's probably got his comedy CDs. He whips them at him and they put them in the radio. And then they just want to drive into a tree. And there you are. See, Joe, you don't even have to say anything. You just go, here, sir. Yeah.
He knows.
Have my comedy CD. Stupid guy making fun of them. Let the scarecrows alone, you asshole.
What an idiot. And I was like, no, that's just the shape that they put up to offer them some support.
Well, you know what they're doing? You know what this guy's upset about? I'll tell you what this guy. They're taking the Christ out of Halloween.
What do they think?
I think they were putting the Christ in Halloween.
The scarecrow represents Jesus?
Like there was a
scarecrow last supper? Take this hay and have some.
Almost.
This is the hay of my butt.
What? I mean, what an asshole. Every Sunday at church, you got to like put a piece of hay in your mouth.
They used to have horses giving out communion, but they ate all the wafers. It didn't work. Hey.
Take this warm apple cider.
Father, do I get forgiveness? Nay. Oh, we're sacrilegious.
Yeah.
Sacrilegious.
See,
mean,
this is
stupid.
I mean, really, it's like, now what exact shape do you think that scarecrows go on, you genius?
Oh, God.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, he would be flipping out if he lived in Kansas.
I love that people like that, because you just go, you look at me and go, are you that stupid? Are you that stupid?
Yes, they are.
Are you that anxious to be offended?
And then you go, don't look quizzically. Are you that stupid? I hate stupid people.
Well, wait.
Yeah, you come here every Tuesday.
So he says to me, you know, that's sacrilegious. And I say, that's just the shape of the support for the scarecrows. It's not meant to mean anything. And he goes, so because you say that makes it true?
Yes, because it's common fucking sense, you dumb motherfucker. Now get in your car and get out of here.
I know.
Thank God I'm not in your job.
That's why we can't be on terrestrial, Joe.
If I knew I was a terrestrial, I wouldn't say it just
no,
like
somebody
that.
Would have the dump button ready to go.
Oh, yeah. They'd be hovering it over in every second.
Wait, the rant, I agree with it, but jeez.
All right. Goodness gracious, sir. You shouldn't think like that. Now get in your motor vehicle conveyance and plow it to something. Was that more friendly for what we're doing?
I thought it was much more tame until you told them to drive into something.
No. You know what? Wouldn't hit the dump button over it, though.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
So Saturday night... The wife goes, today's my birthday, but...
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear stupid.
That was coming. You're so predictable.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Pip. Fuck you, Joe.
And we move on. Business as usual.
So, we'll be back.
So the wife the wife tried to get organized some type of thing. It's hard because, you know, I'm working a lot of weekends and...
Oh, well, for your birthday, right, okay.
No, Joe, for the Halloween scarecrows.
They left a party.
So a lot of people couldn't make it, and Dave switched and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, my childhood friend who I grew up with, Elias, and his wife came out. We went to the Kraft restaurant. You guys ever hear Kraft restaurant?
No.
Ever hear Top Chef?
Yes.
Top Chef?
Tom Colicchio, who's the head judge on Top Chef.
That's right.
This is one of his restaurants.
And where was the place?
Oh, it was in Warwick, New York, Joe.
It's in the city.
It's in the city, man. They ain't coming to the state.
I was being sincere.
I know, and I was being a douchebag.
All right.
As long as we know our places.
We reverse roles, but I didn't know we need to be clear.
We reverse roles.
No. Nice. Yeah, it threw me. I apologize.
Yeah, forgot that.
No, it was New York.
Nice.
In New York. Where a lot of these are, in the big cities and everything.
Right.
Really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny. I'm going to listen to my buddy order, and I got the foie gras, which is... I think it's like goose liver.
It is.
What are you, a goose? Relax. Settle down, Grandma.
Another goose?
Yeah, really. What are you, did the goose before it gave up its liver just make a rhyme?
It wasn't from your gaggle. Don't worry.
I know, but...
Which phone is that?
Oh, it's the one over there.
The wheel's on the
really?
Bus.
You can't tell?
So, but my buddy... And listen, so he asked about it, and anybody would do it. I would do it if I didn't. He called it foie gras. Well, you know what? If I didn't watch these stupid highfalutin shows,
right,
I would do the same thing.
Yeah. I was once known to say pasta fagioli.
I'll have some of that pasta fagioli right over here.
No,
pasta fagioli. It's called it. Pasta fagioli. How ironic we have our Chef Ronald's making it. And he loves pasta fagioli. Yeah.
No, you know it doesn't look like pasta fagioli when
oh,
you're
it
looking
looks
at
like
it.
Penises.
It does. It looks like and big penises.
Why is this pasta limp?
And then, then there's the mozzarella filling in the balls.
Oh, it's so creamy. It's so creamy. And a little salty.
Well, we were going to go to Mario Battaglia's, whatever his name is, restaurant in New York next. That was Italian food. But after hearing that, I don't want to go.
Well, I didn't write the damn menu. I can still go.
But it was good, man. It's expensive and everything, but it was really, really good. It was a good time.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You know, it would have been nice if more people came out, but it was cool just hanging out the four of us and everything. But yeah, I'm eating stuff I'd like never eat before, but that's what you do.
Yeah, when you go to a fancy you go to a gourmet restaurant like that, you're going to have gourmet stuff. What are you going to go to a place like that again?
Yeah, it's not the stuff from Applebee's.
No.
Which I'm happy with Applebee's.
Yeah, but, you know, you want to go out.
What is this?
As a matter of fact, speaking of your birthday.
What is this, Pip? Here?
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Pip. It's a birthday cake.
Yes,
it's
it is.
It's ticking, too.
We'll have to eat this on one of the breaks.
Yes.
Thank you, Pip Helix. You're very considerate.
And he was saying that looking at me. And this is from me and Joe.
Uh-oh. Now this is probably ticking. All right, this can't be nice if it's from Joe.
No,
I
can't
be nice about things.
Should I read it on the air? Or?
Sure.
All right. There's a cute little sparkly 40. This, well, oh, they're glasses.
You gotta wear the glasses. The rest
you gotta
of
wear
the show.
Glasses.
I don't think they're gonna fit.
They're like Elton John.
Stupid wants to take a picture now.
Sparkly 40 glasses.
Oh, well,
they're sparkly 40 glasses.
Joe, you wear glasses. Is this how you see the world?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Yes.
Oh, it hurts my nose. Hurry up, Joe.
All right, hold on.
Get your stupid iPhone ready.
Joe's digging in his purse for his glasses.
Yes, this is my 40. I can't really see out of these things. Right. Joe is taking a picture of me in the 40. Whose idea was this? who picked these out? They're made of papyrus.
I think that's the brand.
Oh, look at that. They got me something. Dear David, you never looked better. And they're liars. Love, Joe and Pill. Oh, thank you, guys. And a gift card. Thank you, guys. And American Express gift card, because they know my credit won't get me real American Express.
You know what?
Thank you, guys. Very
it
sweet.
It is so hard to get you, but the same problem that your wife was having trying to get a party together, it's so hard to get you tickets for anything, because it's probably going to be something that's going to fall on a night that you could have a gig. So if it's something that you don't enjoy.
Yeah. There it was. I think so. His weekends are clear.
Now, I have plenty of time.
This is from me because I can't. Because
oh wow! But there's more.
This is from me because I wouldn't do this to Joe.
It says Gentile.
No.
Genital for better sex life. High potency iron treatment for men. What the hell is this?
It gives you a rod.
Yeah, I think that's the idea.
What the fuck is this? It's a barbell. It says don't for you're supposed to put it on your dong.
Yeah.
It's a dong barbell.
You got a Chinese guy coming over who's going to wear that?
I don't know.
No.
Joe, you want a spot? Well, Joe, take a picture of this, because we're not going to use it and take a picture in use.
You probably could sell it at one of your shows.
Actually, somebody would probably...
Why would I possibly re-gift the dong dingbells?
You know
dumbbells?
What?
Hold on, get a hold of the flashlight.
All right, Joe, I'll stop the show for it. What?
Keep it totally going. Is regiftable.
So who, my dad? What the hell am I going to give this to?
The next person you know turns 40.
So what, somebody gave this to Mr. Helix?
No, actually.
No, I searched high and low for this.
Actually, I was pondering. I knew your birthday was coming up, and I happened to go to a garage sale.
Found it at a garage sale?
Oh, Christ!
Did
you
it?
Do not want dong dumbbells.
You got to use dong dumbbells.
No, that is disgusting.
The plastic isn't broken. It's never been used.
You know, they put this out there because somebody gave them as a stupid gift and go, nobody's going to buy this shit. And
I know.
And scroll along. Well, I think there's room in the hoardermobile.
Nobody would buy this shit. Let's put it out. Don't put it out too far. We're going to have to put it back.
I know.
Yeah, that's what you put
dumbbell
by the side.
Comes screeching to a halt. Picks it up.
Look at this. I knew it was going to be something nasty when I read the outside of the box.
Did you?
I did.
Did you?
And I was like... Perfect for
40-year-old. You put two and two together. Come on, Bo, did you?
I did. No. I did. But it's never been used.
Well, I'll have to take a picture with the 40-year glasses and the dong dumbbell in use and nothing else.
No. Oh, God. Yeah, that's the picture. That's the picture I'm going to get in my email and go, ah!
Yeah, it's the glasses, isn't it?
It's the glasses.
It's the glasses.
They make it look too much like Elton John. I'm scared.
Oh, I can get some of that pasta fagiola then.
Pasta.
He makes it the best.
So here's the thing about 40.
Okay.
I still feel young.
Well, yeah.
That'll stop.
Wait.
Well, if I was married to you or your spouse, it probably would have.
Ouch.
What?
It will stop.
It's not like either one's a catch at this point. We've established that.
Well, if we not to each other.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I'm sure individually, you know, when they don't have to bite their own arms off to get away from each other, I'm sure they're perfectly delightful.
We have to nibble your way out of your trap. Get away!
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure they're perfectly delightful. Although, I'm sure Joanne's perfectly delightful. Yeah, I don't know if Joe is perfectly delightful.
I'm perfectly delightful.
Maybe tolerable.
Actually, you smell perfectly delightful. What kind of broad lure perfume are you wearing tonight?
I'm wearing baby powder.
Is that what it
was
is?
Was somebody's balls getting shaved?
No. Wait a minute.
Joe, did you have moist balls?
Is that seriously only baby powder?
It's shower baby powder.
You've never smelled this clean.
I like the smell of it. It smells
nice.
No, because
you sat down and I got a waft of, oh.
And usually you get a waft of, oh.
No.
My ways.
I don't smell anything usually, but I got this like... nice.
You're enjoying this too much.
I was.
Let me get some dark side Skittles and offset the deliciousness of Joe.
Because when I sat down, it's like you made that smell sound. I'm like, well, I left that fart outside. I didn't think a puppy dog gets way in. So I didn't figure it was okay.
You could just see Joe. I think the coast is clear. I could go in now.
Waving and flapping his arms around on the porch.
I wonder why nobody goes trick or treating his house. He farts the perimeter.
No. That was me doing the. I'm sniffing.
Oh, good.
Not sniffing like, oh, God.
Yeah, and I always make sure there's trick or treats because, you know, on my block, no treats means eggs. You know, so
right?
I don't want to wake up to an omelet, you know. So,
an omelet house.
An omelet house. And like Joanne always was like, you know, always would take off early that day and make sure she was there for the kids and stuff like that. That house was dark as all hell.
That's a shame for the kids, though. They're used to hitting certain houses, and they know those are the ones I'm always going to get something at. And then all of a sudden, it's like cricket.
Yeah,
oh.
And I got home, Christ, about 7:30, and I still had to put my costume together because I was going to the compound that night and stuff like that. And I'm like, there's no candy. I don't know where anything is. All I got is like 3-week-old Triscuits. You know, I don't want to hear that.
Why don't you go into your bed for some canned goods? I bet the kids like peas and string beans.
Look, peaches. Awesome.
Oh, that reminds me. But I'll let you continue, Joe. But that reminds me. Talk about a shitty gift somebody, not gift, I'm sorry, Halloween treat.
Oh, what?
Gave my kid Fritos. Or sometimes they give the snacks, but I posted this. The chili cheese Fritos.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
Now, some people go, they're delicious. Maybe they are delicious. No fucking kid wants chili cheese Fritos. Really?
Now.
Just find yourself a nice golden delicious apple, put a razor blade in it, and call it a goddamn night. Bring it to the penny social at the temple and just call it a day.
And it's not, not like, well, this is all we could find. No. There's plenty of places that sell fun snack and candies or whatever. I wonder what you call them, fun snacking. Like, you know, they have rocks. That's not so much fun snacking, but these are good. But they're fun snacking. Don't buy those rocks. But when you have the fun snacking candies.
Am I going to see that on stage sometime soon?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good. Because it kind of sounded like it.
I answered for him. No.
It kind of sounded like you were working on it.
Like, I feel like the comedy is coming to town for the weekend. So, Jill, tell us about candy. What do you think about candy? Well, I just happen to have a little tidbit right there. Yeah.
Kind of had that feel.
Yeah.
How about shop at the supermarket and not at the last supermarket?
I'll be hardy our eyes three shows this weekend. That's great. Sorry. But
go on with your story.
He's doing that.
You're rummaging voice. Around the house in the dark.
Yeah. So, and, you know, and.
Isn't that how most of his stories start?
You're changing subjects too quick.
No, go ahead.
I just like, he goes, yeah, like that was the end
of
it. No, I'm trying to get started with it. I like, yes.
Here, let me help you.
No.
You need to get started. Have
really.
A dick dong.
Come on.
I don't want
on.
The dick dong dong.
Did you show this to my wife?
Yes, I did.
Oh, of course you
That's
did.
What we were cackling about
of
if you didn't notice
you
that.
You too. Yes. Go on, Joe.
All right. So, no, I was hoping the kids wouldn't knock on the door. I didn't have anything to give them. So luckily no kids came.
So you did what you do when the Jehovah's Witnesses come. Nobody's home. You sat under the bed.
Yeah, but you know.
What people used to do when the paperboy came around to collect the
money. Oh, collecting sucked. I used to be a paperboy.
Yes, collecting sucked because people would hide. And it's like, I can see you.
I didn't collect every week.
Didn't you?
No.
Why?
I would just like front the money. Because it was work. I didn't want to go to people's houses. I was antisocial then like I am now.
No, but it was great. My brother had a paper route, and I used to go, and he always used to bring me with him because I was a cute little kid, and they'd go like, oh, you know, and they'd give him tips.
Yeah, I got tips too.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I had to go to the mall, then I went collecting.
Hey, you know, really? I mean, look, we're as cheap and antisocial, but I'd be big bad wolf in that door when it came time for dough.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't feel like working that hard. All right, so anyway, you're rummaging around.
Yeah, so rummaging around, and then I just, you know, there was no candy. Luckily, no kids came, but I found my...
luckily.
I dressed we at the compound this weekend was a Jaws-themed party.
And who were you?
I was Mrs. Kitten. You remember when the Kittner boy got eaten by the shark?
Oh, the lady that was like... And the kid was on a raft?
Yeah, and on a raft. And Mrs. Kittner couldn't find it, so there was two Mrs. One Mrs. Kittner was dressed on the beach with her big floppy hat. And I'm like, I can't do that. And then there was Mrs. Kittner when she came up to the dock and slapped Chief Brody in the shroud and stuff like that.
Okay.
So then I was, that was the...
That's the Mrs. Kittner you were?
Mrs. Kittner. As
I've said before, any excuse for Joe to dress as an ugly woman.
I was like, this is becoming a scary theme.
I was a pimp last year.
You were. It was an excellent costume last year.
Yeah. And this actually, Aunt was telling, a lot of people were telling me that I had the best costume there.
Oh, that's
last
cool.
year or this year?
This year.
This year.
this year.
I'll tell you what, Joe, if you would have put that type of effort into your marriage, things might have been different. The way the attention to detail, the care.
Hey, Dan, I enjoyed the party.
No. I got no. All right.
He did put that much effort into it. He dressed like Mrs. Kittner a lot. That was the
missus
problem.
Was not a fan of lesbian pseudo love.
Oh, by the way, Tom says, "Oh God, Davin was the kid from Better Off Dead." I want my $2.
My $2.
$2.
You don't know that reference. You don't know that we did that. Wow. You don't know that reference.
You don't know that. Oh, okay, sorry.
That's a great reference.
It was.
Where's Tommy? That's a rule. That rules. It's my $2. And then when he's going down the
$2,
slope,
yes,
going, and the kid's on a bicycle on
chasing
street,
$2.
That movie ruled. There's your Chinaman, Henry. That movie ruled.
That was pretty good.
Sorry I failed you all.
Yes, yes. We feel it.
Anything else, Joe?
No, that's pretty much it.
Pip, what's going on with you?
I felt really good. Now, I have sort of like a reputation to uphold for Halloween. I mean, with the mister and I getting married on Halloween.
Oh, yes, yes.
And
happy anniversary.
Thank you. And, you know, so we had like a really good party / wedding. And we always, you know, do stuff, Halloween stuff on our lawn. Mm-hmm. And
does that mean sex? Because now that's your Halloween stuff.
We're doing not our honeymoon stuff. We do Halloween stuff. But he had to work late, so I was scaring the children by myself. But it was really cool because I kind of dressed up as a witch, and I'd come to the door. You know, I'd already be talking by the time I got to the door. Oh, good, fresh children. I'm starving. You know, and the kids get a kick out of it because I bust their balls about what are they wearing, and the parents like.
Look at Pip working the room from her door.
Yeah. I do. And the parents are standing out at the edge of the walkway, and they're loving it, and they're waving hi. And I just stay in character the whole time.
Crazy lady.
And it's really fun to do that. But I realized that, I mean, I was really proud of myself because the last time we had trick-or-treaters, I heard this one kid say to the other kid as they're walking up, and I was hiding behind a bush to scare them. I heard him go, "Oh, this is the cool house." And I was like, "Yes, we rule."
Let me tell you something. It has nothing to do with the tenants.
No, it's the candy. But
that's a cool compliment. That makes you feel like your effort's paying off.
Yes, made me feel like they were remembering. Oh yeah, we went here, and they make an effort to make Halloween fun for us and stuff. And you know, I mention everything the kids are wearing or
ask the
them
show?
What they're wearing. What's that?
Did you plug the show?
I was handing out CDs like crazy.
You really should. That's what you should have been giving for trick or treat.
Can you imagine if I gave that filth to these children?
Filth. It's a little harsh.
It's filth.
It's filth. It's
not my portions of the show.
It's filth for the little urchins that were coming up to the door. But this was the weird part. Like, they would come in a pack, and then all of a sudden there would be nobody for a while. So it was a little chilly. I didn't want to stay outside waiting. So I went inside. I'm sitting on the couch, and I'm watching out the window to see if anything, you know, I see people coming up because I want to greet them at the door. I don't want a long wait. So I hear this loud muffler. It almost sounds like a motorcycle coming up the hill. And I'm like, what the hell is that? So, I glance out. There's this little pickup truck, and a woman is driving, and there's a kid in the seat. He jumps out, and he comes to the door, and I'm busting his balls about, what are you supposed to be, a stormtrooper? And he was, but he wasn't wearing his helmet. And so I give him his candy, and he runs away.
Slacker.
He jumps into the bed of the truck, and they drive away. They came up the hill, he trick-or-treated my house, and they drove away. I was like, it was the only house they hit on the street.
Kudos to this guy. This is what I'm talking about, Joe. This is the natural extension of the game plan, which we were talking about.
Yeah.
This is a smart stormtrooper.
Mm. I know. I was like, so his mom goes, what do you want to do next? That's the only thing I hear as they're driving away, and I'm like, oh my God, they hit my house on the street and then drove away.
You should appreciate this as a garage saler, because that's what garage sale people do.
Yes.
They plot out where they're going to go.
Yes.
Find out where they can get penis weights. And
we got to get there early. That's going to go.
Well, I did run out of Skittles, so I had to start putting other stuff in as the third thing in
my
bags.
Shit from your house?
No. Yeah, I got rid of a lot of the hoard.
And those garage sellers don't screw around. Like when I had the tag sale at my house, there was people lined up my house. It's 6:30 in the morning.
Yes.
It was like the club.
I tell you.
It's ridiculous.
Anybody shows up that early when I'm still in pajamas and Mr. Helix is not even decent and we don't have coffee in our vans, I'm like, get the fuck out of here and come back at 9.
Yeah.
I won't have it. I won't have the early.
You cannot buy my cheap shit.
Go. Yeah. Go. No.
Now, the dick dumbbell does not go out.
That's
no, it doesn't go out now.
No.
You've ruined it.
It's going to have to go out at your garage sale. And someone Some fool like me will buy it because somebody's birthday is coming up.
But here's the thing. You go, well, it's still sealed in the package. Yeah, it's not really the type of thing you actually ever open.
No, it's not the thing you ever open.
Yeah, it's not going to try to...
Yeah, you parade around. You know, do I look like Hercules? No, no, take a closer look.
You know, I'm going to start working on it. I'm going to start tomorrow.
Yeah, you know what?
Work my, I don't want to work my way up. I don't want to work my way down. I'm going to work my way up from the middle.
Yeah. No. It's the Wang workout.
Yeah,
you're,
the Wang
no, you're
workout.
Working your way up, all right.
The good thing about the Wang workout is there's a lot of thrusting.
Mm.
You know what? Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Best I can do with that.
Tom says, Pip runs out of candy, starts giving away cats. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, right?
Free cat with it.
I didn't know Joe had
candy.
18 of them at one point.
Oh, yeah. My mom was a cat lady.
Wow.
Because what happened was we had this one cat that used to get pregnant because my mother would always go, you have to wait a certain amount of time before you can get the cat fixed. And I'm like, she'd be yelling and... I guess that's where I picked that trait up. Like, what's the matter? The damn cat got knocked up again. You bitch, slut, whore.
And that was what she was yelling at the neighbor.
Yeah, and she would just pump out kittens.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah, it's like, I guess you waited a little too long.
She's not a t-shirt gun at the stadium.
Yeah, she was, Rags.
Well, they don't just go.
Rags,
from
something
one...
she was never on.
She was always on.
And the funny thing is, when the cat would have kittens, you know, my mom would go, oh, these kittens are so cute. And I go, let's just take them to the pound and get it over with. And, you know, and maybe somebody will find them a home. And she would drag her feet about it. And after my mom passed away, Rags was still around.
Wow.
And had a batch of kittens. And was when I started dating Joanne.
Mm-hmm.
And I come home, I'm like, I could just take these kittens, bring them to the pound, and be done with it.
Right.
And Joanne goes, you can't take these kittens. They're adorable. I'm like, here we go again.
Oh, no.
And there's one of them that I was crusty and stuff like that. So Joanne took it to the vet and stuff like
Joanne's
that.
Joanne's a good person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. She's a good person, you know.
So how many cats did you have at that point then?
We had three.
Oh, three? She only had two kittens?
Oh, well, that and the kit, that litter, that was about five.
And did you keep them all?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I'm thinking, wow, you're outdoing me here.
No, they went.
It's not a cat competition.
No,
yes, it is.
We brought them to the place called Little Shelter, which is down the road from me, which is I believe is an Oak Hill shelter.
Oh, good.
So something you got to know. You can't believe.
Yeah, and then we brought.
Yeah,
you got to know.
No, Little Shelter's not in Oak Hill. And then Joanne brought it to the vet. The one sick went to the vet. To have mm-hmm. that looked at there.
Good girl, Joanne.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
Anything else, Pip?
No, pretty much just enjoying the hell out of Halloween. I have the post-Halloween blues. It's like I really look forward to this. It's sort of like, don't you feel down with
it? Yeah, it's like called a hangover. I was drinking my ass over the compound for 2 days straight.
No, it's not the same thing. No, I really look forward to it. And it's just, there's nothing sadder than blown over cemetery stones and rotten pumpkins on the front lawn. There's nothing sadder.
I don't know. What about ISIS going into like fucking ransacking a town and killing people? That's a little sadder.
No, it's not as sad as a old pumpkin. Nope, nothing sadder.
All right. On that note, Pip, why don't you tell people where they can hear this show?
Oh, okay. Terrible. Hold on a second. I wasn't completely prepared for that yet.
No, why would you be? It's only a show.
No, I know. Look at this I found.
What a good girl you are. You're an inspiration to us all, as Joe would say.
an expiration to us all?
No, you haven't expired yet.
No.
Although people wait. They wait.
And they still are.
Just read it, woman.
All right, I was looking for it. I wrote it all nice and pretty.
Yeah, we got to record.
Forgot where you put it.
That's always the problem. You can listen to Davin's Den live every Tuesday on davinsden.com, iHeartRadio, The Indie Authority, RuthlessRadio.fm, TalkSuperStation.com, CyanNetRadio.com, and Clutch and Wiggle. Davin's Den is available on iHeartRadio. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of our Scamming the Scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps, so you can listen live on your mobile devices, and the platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.
All right, we'll be back in a few minutes with Who Has the Biggest Flagpole State Edition. This is Happy Birthday by Otis Gibson and the Rockhounds.